Absolutely bananas today, playing all those real Christmassy records, you know, the ones that were out round about this time last year. That's Boy George and Culture Club and that Karma Chameleon. And before that, a little earlier on in the program, I played Only You by the Flying Pickets. Right now, I want you to listen very, very carefully indeed. Are you interested? Some slight technical difficulties there with the tape machine, but we're ready to go this time. This, from last year, is the Eurythmics. Are you tired of looking for a job? Then maybe you should consider self-employment. If so, ANCO can help you. They are organizing a self-employment course for young people under 25 years who have a business idea and can demonstrate the determination to make it work. For further information, contact National Manpower Services, West Park, Auburn Road, Tower, that's above the Trustee Savings Bank, or telephone 525-111. That's 525-111. some very, very strange things indeed happening on the program today. You've just been listening to the instrumental version of Giorgio Moroder and Phil Oakey's Together in Electric Dreams. This is Chicago, and one from them entitled Hard Habits to Break. It is too.
How can that fellow you be here forever? Another illusion I chose to scream. Don't know what you got until it's gone, and I found out a little too late. I was back in heaven. You were lucky to have you to say love.
Yeah.
really into rock music myself, but I like that one, as do an awful lot of people I'm finding out every now and then. But that one's by Twisted Sister, and in case you haven't guessed it, it's one entitled I Want to Rock. This is Telecommunity Broadcasting, Wonderland Radio, where the time is now 3 o'clock.
Broadcasting from Tower on 2 meters medium wave at 1359 kilohertz, this is Wonderland Radio.
You. The music. As James Coolday.
Oh, yeah, not saying goodbye just yet. Rather extended program today. Do hope you can stay with me. We're playing plenty and plenty of nice sounds for you. Like this one from Cyndi Lauper.
Locked, there's no one. strangest voice on the other end of the line says, oh, wrong number, sorry to waste your time. And I think to myself, why now? Why me? Why? Susanna! Take her hand in mine. The moment's gone, the feeling's over. She looks around to find the time. Then she says, could we just sit and chat? And I think, well, that's that. Susanna, Susanna,
Company Susanna, 8 minutes past 3 o'clock. It's Telecommunity Broadcasting, Wonderland Radio, and I'll be back with you in just a couple of moments. But right now, we're going to take a very, very short indeed commercial break. Are you tired of looking for a job? Then maybe you should consider self-employment. If so, then Anko can help you. They are organizing a self-employment course for young people under 25 years who have a business idea and can demonstrate the determination to make it work. For further information, contact National Manpower Services, West Park, Olborne Road, Tala, that's above the Trustee Savings Bank, or telephone 525111, that's 525111. Lucky. Playing rather a lot of tracks from last year in the program today, but we're going to bring you right back up to date now with track number 4 from the featured album, which is Laura Branigan's Self-Control LP. This one's being 3 minutes 56 seconds long, or minutes long, sorry. 3 minutes 56 seconds, that's it. Now, you always wanted to know that, didn't you? This one's called Satisfaction, and it's track 1 on side 2. And no, it's not the one by the Rolling Stones. It's rather different. Give it a listen, see what you think. And I'm sure by the time this program's finished, you all have rushed out to buy the album.
Shake your bum.
Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters. A couple of items of community information for you now. The Tala Arts Club are looking for volunteers to help them with their work in the Tala area. Anyone over 17 years who is interested should contact Angela McFarlane at 523039. That's if you're interested in joining the Tala Arch Club and you're over 17, contact Angela McFarlane at 523039. That's 523039. Right, Tala, are you ready for this? We're going to let you in on all the secrets of Bancroft. And if you're listening in Bancroft, stay especially tuned because we have a copy of the Bancroft News. And the first item on it is the Tidy Districts competition. And I'll read it for you. Some good news which arrived recently was that Bancroft won second prize in the Tower area of the annual Tidy Districts competition. The prize was £1,000, which will be used to help improve the appearance of the estate in time for next year's competition. So, if you're living in Bancroft, well done. You're all a rather tidy lot down there, according to this. Also, what else have we got? We've got the annual dinner dance. The annual dinner dance of the Residents Association will be held on Friday the 14th of December in the Belgard Inn. The tickets will be on sale around the estate within the next few weeks, and the price of the tickets is just enough to cover the cost and compares favourably with the cost of the dinner dance tickets 2 years ago. So, if you went to the dinner dance 2 years ago, well then you'll know the price of the tickets. It's hoped that they will get a very large turnout. And remember that friends and relatives can accompany you to this dance, which has proved to be a great success in previous years. And there's also prizes for the best gardens in the estate, which will be presented at the dance. So if you're living in Bancroft, loads and loads of things to keep you happy and keep you interested over the next couple of weeks and months. And if you are listening in Bancroft, we'll play this one for you from Boney M. Quite a good dance record. It's called Kalimba de Luna.
In the land of the sunshine, people know how to groove. Making emotion, feeling it in what they do. Show me the way.
3 p.m. Kalimba de Luna for everyone in Bancroft. And speaking of Bancroft, one organization that's based in Bancroft is the Tala Theatre Group. And you might have heard us reading out their little piece of thingy earlier on about the fact that they're looking for people to help them with their one-act plays, and they're putting on their one-act plays festival coming up very, very soon indeed. Well, I have a thing here in front of me about the Palmerstown One-Act Drama Festival, which is in the Assembly Hall, Palmerstown, from Thursday the 1st to Sunday the 4th of November 1984. It commences at 8 p.m. sharp, but lo and behold, I opened it up, and on the second page I seen Friday, November 2nd, that's yesterday, the first play was The Man Who Wouldn't Go to Heaven by F. Salden Smith, and it was presented by the Tala Theatre Group. The cast included Gabriel Lacey, yes, you know, the guy that does the community news, or the news roundup here every Tuesday night, Paula Flanagan, John Dunn, John Price, Eliza Muggins was played by Bernadette Jones, you know, Bernadette, Eileen Leopold, Dolores Kyo, Maura Lundberg, another familiar name, and the Reverend John McNulty, played by Joe Carney. Now, I heard that name somewhere before, not exactly sure where. Eddie Doran, Derek McMahon, Helen Flynn, and Siobhan Southwell, all members of the Tala Theatre Group. Now, why, you might ask, am I reading all this? Well, it's because I understand they did very, very well indeed. Not too sure whether they won the festival or whether they came first, or I'm not too sure the way these things are marked, to be honest with you, but I'm sure someone from the Tala Theatre Group will probably correct me in the very, very near future, and by the time I come back to do my next program, I'll be able to tell you all about it. The producer was John Thurtington, continuity Annette Murray, lighting Simon Costello, and stage manager John Conroy. Assistant stage manager was John Thurtington, and as I said, they did very, very well out in Palmerstown last night. Tala's very own theatre group, the one that has